In this edition of the News Review, the Syrian president has once again stressed that the fate of the region is only determined by its people, regardless of the current challenges. Bashar al-Assad said Syria and Iraq will surely continue to defend their sovereignty and the independence of their decision in the face of the chaos and division plots hatched by enemies. The Syrian president was speaking with Iraq's national security advisor, Faleh al-Fayyad, in the capital, Damascus. Assad added that enhancing bilateral ties would complete the elimination of foreign-backed terrorist hotbed. Al-Fayyad also said Syria's strength and its triumph over terrorism is a victory for Iraq and the other way around. The meeting came a day after a UN special envoy for Syria arrived in Damascus in preparation for a fresh round of peace talks. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, and also Mr. Kevin Barrett, who is also an author and political commentator. Thank you very much, both of you gentlemen, for joining us on this edition of the News Review. Now, let's start with Mr. Robert Fantina. We're hearing again calls that it is the people in the region that should be deciding the fate of the countries in it. What do you think has prompted Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, to once again reiterate that?
I think it's a kind of a warning to the United States to cease its support for foreign mercenaries and foreign terrorists that the U.S. has been financing. Syria has worked very hard with its allies, Iran and Russia, to rid the country of those terrorists that were brought in by the United States, by the U.K. and Saudi Arabia. And I think Bashar al-Assad is now working to stress that it is the people of Syria that will determine Syria's fate, as it has been all along, despite the significant challenges that the United States and some other countries have imposed upon Syria. But I think his current comments are just a reiteration of the fact that it is Syria and Syrians who will decide the fate of Syria.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Kevin Barrett. Mr. Barrett, what is your opinion, basically, that this issue was brought up while the Iraqi representative was also meeting Bashar al-Assad? Do you think that there have been similar plots in Iraq to determine the fate of the country, and this is the reason probably why Bashar al-Assad wanted to reiterate this issue?
Yes, I think that Bashar al-Assad and probably much of the Iraqi leadership are on the same page, understanding that both nations were on the list of seven countries to be overthrown in 5 years that General Wesley Clark saw in the hands of a neocon acquaintance in the days shortly after September 11th, 2001. The natural inference we can draw from that is that the invasion of Afghanistan and then the invasion of Iraq were, as Gwyneth Todd, a former member of the National Security Council here, has said, designed to surround Iran with U.S. military bases. And so they were trying to essentially overthrow all seven of these countries, and Iran is the most important. They have messed with Iraq and Syria, but they haven't succeeded in establishing any kind of pro-U.S., pro-Zionist governments in these countries. On the contrary, they are emerging from the period of Western invasions, this post-9/11 period of a kind of a genocidal attack on the whole Islamic world, stronger and more independent than ever, and part of an emerging axis of independence, which is led by Iran with support by Russia and China, and maybe including Turkey now, as well as Syria, Iraq, and Qatar has now more or less sided with the independent countries in the region. So I think that it's Syria and Iraq, which were supposed to be completely overthrown and taken over by the West on behalf of Israel, are now actually making an alliance against these kinds of imperialist designs. And it really sends a message that even though Iraq is in a sense still U.S. occupied with a lot of U.S. troops with a green zone that's just flooded with spooks and operatives. Even so, Iraq is becoming more and more independent, and it's on the verge of kicking out a lot of those American occupiers through democratic means. So this is not what they intended after September 11th, and it's good to see the leadership of Syria and Iraq understanding the situation and making an alliance against these outside invaders and terrorists.
Well, thank you very much. Those were very interesting points you mentioned. Let's turn back to Mr. Robert Fantina to continue this direction. Now, Mr. Fantina, what do you think will be the next step for basically Syria at this point in time in order to bring back peace and stability and security to the country?
Syria will need a significant amount of foreign aid from its allies in order to accomplish that. The U.S. has succeeded in decimating much of the infrastructure. And so with financial assistance, Syria will be able to rebuild. Syria has, as was mentioned before, become stronger as a result of this, as has Iraq. They are uniting, or at least allying, so that they can oppose the any continued or future U.S. or Zionist aggression. And I think that as they progress, as Syria rids itself of the last remaining small strongholds of terrorists and begins to rebuild its country, the people will rally around the government, which will be extremely helpful. They have supported the government all along, and now they will not have to be fighting a foreign entity as they do so. Their own resilience and will to determine their own future, along with the practical assistance that will be needed from other countries, will help Syria to rebuild and regain its strengthened position in the Middle East.
Thank you very much. Now back to Mr. Kevin Barrett. We're pretty much running out of time. Mr. Barrett, if you could please wrap up your thoughts regarding the next step that Syria needs to take in order to bring peace and stability back to its country.
Well, Syria still faces some significant problems with the Americans weaponizing PKK-related Kurds on the Turkish border, and Turkey being unwilling to accept that. So I think there needs to be a revisioning of the situation on those borders and the situation of the Kurds. I think that ideologically, a kind of a marriage of the Islamic revolutionary thought of Imam Khomeini, which always stressed the need for Islamic unity and work. You know, he always said it's not Shia, it's not Sunni, it's Muslims who need to regain their independence. And Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, the great Turkish Islamic reformer, could create an ideology of Islamic unity, opposing Takfiri Wahhabi Islam with real racist diversity, and that could stand in the place of Kurdish nationalism and indeed other nationalisms, ramping down the nationalism, bringing forth revolutionary Islamic unity on behalf of justice and independence for the region is the emerging ideology that all of these actors, I think, should start to line up together with.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, and also Mr. Kevin Barrett, author and political commentator. Thank you both of you gentlemen for taking part in this edition of the News Review. And also thanks to all of our viewers for following this edition with us.
Thank you.